Are you living a life that feels good? Could it be better? Welcome to the Pursuit of You podcast. I'm Jocelyn Kate. What does it mean to be in the pursuit of you? Identifying and validating your own feelings, communicating them in healthy ways, and building a network of people who will love and respect you in all the ways you deserve so you can experience ultimate happiness through emotional connection. Welcome to episode 2 of the Pursuit of You podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about establishing and enforcing healthy boundaries. Boundaries are meant to protect us from physical, mental, and emotional harm. And some boundaries are easier to enforce than others, like physical boundaries. Everybody knows that you have personal space, so if somebody violates that, it's an easy communication correction. Emotional boundaries are much more complex because they take on two forms. One, helping us filter the communication we receive from others so that we can categorize it. And two, by guiding us in our communication back so we can express our feelings and needs in a healthy way. So how do boundaries help us filter the communication we receive from other people? When we have healthy boundaries, we can slow down our reaction time by asking ourselves, is this person providing me with helpful, trusted feedback? Are they delivering it in a healthy way? Knowing whether or not someone is providing you with helpful, trusted feedback depends on how well you know yourself already. If somebody accuses you of assuming too much, or being inconsiderate, or always interrupting, those are things you have to know about yourself. When you know yourself, flaws and all, you can use that awareness to help you create your filter boundary. If someone in your care community is giving you feedback that can be trusted or is helpful, but they're delivering it in a way that makes you feel bad or is uncomfortable, it's important to identify whether what they're saying makes sense or not from their perspective, and separate how we feel about the content of their message from the delivery of their message. When we're able to determine if they're a trusted source, we can express our need to be approached in a respectful manner while acknowledging that we'd like to know more about their experience with us. They experience us, and if they're a trusted partner, they should be able to tell us what their experience is, and we should be able to adapt in a healthy way so that we can connect further with our care community. Knowing whether or not we can consider someone a trusted source depends on whether or not their communication is being used to strengthen their connection with us, or if it's meant to be self-serving. Self-serving communication states needs that are directly related to you. Like, I need you to take out the trash to be happy. It avoids stating underlying feelings like, I'm frustrated that the house is a mess. And it uses deflections and blame. Like, I'm only angry because it's messy in here. Knowing that somebody is a trusted source depends on how they communicate with you and how well you know yourself. Our filter boundary allows us to accept feedback in good faith, communicate our expectations regarding how we want to be treated and how we want to be approached, and determine whose communication is worthy of our attention and energy. We may have somebody in our care community who's trusted and whose experience with us can be trusted, but maybe their delivery is off. We can ask them to improve their communication. That's okay. We can let them know that we need more respectful and compassionate communication, and that we are happy to validate their feelings when we feel validated too. Our emotional boundaries are a little bit different. They allow us to determine, regardless of communication methods, who's worthy of our time. Emotional boundaries allow us to identify and communicate our needs in regards to how we're treated, aside from whether the approach was good. Because sometimes people can approach you with perfect communication, but their message is self-serving. Our emotional boundaries allow us to determine who is worth our energy. It's not always about the communication. Establishing our emotional boundaries is done by exploring our feelings and asking ourselves questions, and then listening closely to what we tell ourselves we need, and always avoiding those should or shouldn't statements. Because when we're in feeling discovery mode, we need to be open with ourselves. And we need to know that our emotional boundaries can change. It's important to check in every day, many times during the day, because our feelings and our needs change. You need to keep open lines of communication to deepen your connection with yourself and with your care community. Enforcing our emotional boundaries can be difficult and confusing, because sometimes we have to endure short-term sadness or discomfort in exchange for long-term fulfillment. When establishing and enforcing our boundaries, it's helpful to remember that enforcing them will be scary sometimes. Mostly in the beginning, sometimes during emotional turmoil, but eventually they'll become part of us. Something that simply comes out in our communication and isn't scary. In the beginning, it might be, but long-term fulfillment is worth it. Other people who you may want to accept your boundaries may not. Some people view boundaries as a force. And when they view it as a force, it becomes something that they are in conflict with. That's part of understanding emotional boundaries. If somebody doesn't want to respect or accept our boundaries, we have to make a decision with our emotional boundary. People who you may love and care for might attack your boundaries. They might tell you that you're wrong, that you don't need them, that they're too much. It's your decision. You know what feels right to you. You know when you're making decisions in good faith. You know when you're addressing your genuine, authentic feelings and needs. You get to decide if that's true and trusted feedback. You're not going to be congratulated for pursuing your own highest quality of life, especially if it results in the establishment of behavior expectations on other people. Pursuing your own happiness is about all the things you need, finding them, and then finding the team of people who will help you build that happiness, and finding the people who you want to be a part of their team. Establishing healthy boundaries in good faith allows us to manage the energy we let into our lives, as well as determine where our own energy is best spent. In the next episode, I want to talk about identifying your feelings without barriers so that you can establish the right boundaries.